The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Quickly, my session is your identity. Your identity. The first session we had was your value. This one is your identity. Who are you? Who are you? As a lady, yes, you are a lady, but who are you? Quickly, our anchor scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? The next verse which I'll be emphasizing on. For ye are bought with a price. Ye are bought with a price. That means I'm not free. God has bought me with a price, and the price is heavy. His only begotten Son. He bought me with a price. So I'm trying to. No, please don't take that scripture yet. He bought me with a price for a reason. Media, can you please leave it? Therefore, glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yourself, look at yourself. This body is no longer your own. It's not. It said, glorify God. You have been bought. When you go to the supermarket and you buy something, once you bought it, the shopkeeper, whoever owns that, owned it initially, no longer owns it because it has been bought. Hallelujah. The clothes you wore, you bought it, or somebody gave it to you, either way, but if you bought it with your money, it's now yours. You determine what to do with it. You determine if you're going to wear it, if you're not going to wear it. You determine it. Praise the Lord. When something has been bought, we ourselves, our body has been bought. You are not allowed to use your body the way you would want to use it. Why? Because it is now the master's body. It is the master's. It's for the master's use. It's for the Sister Motun sang something. He said, my body, it's your sanctuary. Purify me like gold that I might be bold. Hallelujah. My body, tell your neighbor, my body is God's. My body is God's. I said it earlier in Genesis chapter 2 verse 20. Made us understand that God created a woman as a gift. Genesis 2:20. God created us as a gift. We are a gift to the earth. A gift to the earth. And I tell you, women are like gates. Women, the latter phrase said, there was not found an help meet. God created. Take all animals, all, every kind of animal. Looked at all the animals and said none was perfect for Adam. And then looked for a way and created woman. He made us as a gift. Hallelujah. Women are like gates. Gates. G-A-T-E-S. Gates. Or entry points through which people can find through their way. Women are like gates. If you see something, come forth. Birth. That's why he gave us a womb. We birth ideas. We birth people. We bring life. We are like gates. When God wanted to come, send Jesus, he could have made Jesus to come down. He could have even made Jesus to come through Adam himself. Through Joseph himself. But no, God decided to make the unusual. Made him to come through woman. That's to tell you the importance of woman. Woman, you are so important. Tell your neighbor, I'm so important. I'm so important. That's why I know, as gates, know that you're who I'm trying to define our identity this morning. Who are you? You are somebody that births life. You birth ideas. The way God, I'm going to be, illustrating some things to us this morning. And I want us to know, Mommy must be mentioned some things. And I might also be repeating it, because sometimes repetition helps to sink in some things. Even in the Bible, God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. He kept on telling him. Why? Because that's major thing was essential. So I'm going to be repeating some things that Mommy Moshebi had already said earlier, but probably in a different way. So don't say maybe we don't have notes. No, it's for sake of emphasis. Hallelujah. Quickly, who are you? Every one of us here should be able to define ourselves. Knowing who you are in Christ helps us to take your place in destiny. Knowing who you are in Christ helps us to take your place in destiny. Number one, after today, you should be able to ask yourself, if somebody asks you, who are you? Don't say, I'm Fala Kemiku Furiji. That's too short a definition. Who are you? Psalm 144 verse 12 will give you just one definition of who you should be, of who you are. Psalm 144 verse 12 says, that our sons may be as plants. That's for the men. Up in that. Then the next phrase, that our daughters may be as a cornerstone, polished after the similitude of a palace. I'm a cornerstone. You know what a cornerstone is? Another version says pillars. We are like pillars that beautify palaces. If that pillars, the whole building will come crumbling. Pillar is what holds anything. When you see a big, no matter how big a building will be, it should have pillars to support. Women, that's who you are. God created us to support. God created us to beautify. He said we are like pillars, we are like cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. I am a lady meant and designed for the palace. That's your identity. Perhaps you don't know before now, but get more from the scriptures. Because of my time, I'm meant to decorate the palace. Knowing who you are helps you access your rightful position. The total self is your emotional self makeup, your physical makeup, your spiritual makeup. Every makeup about you, everything about you is your identity. Hallelujah. How then do you know yourself? Some people are there but don't know themselves. How do you know themselves? Number one, how to know yourself. Understand yourself. Understand yourself. This is a women meeting, or it's a ladies meeting, ladies or women meeting. So I'm going to be saying some things that pertain to just we women. All right? So understand yourself. Understanding yourself as a lady. Know yourself. Know yourself physically. Know yourself emotionally. Some people know themselves by their names, but you don't know yourself. It is high time we know ourselves. You know, before I got married, I'm going to advise every one of us here. There's a book called Every Woman. How many of us know that book? Every Woman. Please, if you don't have that book yet, go search for one and buy. Keep it and create your, put your name. Fumilola's Library. Fikayo's Library. That's when I buy, far back then, when I buy books, I put library. And I put the year sometimes. Your library may not have a cupboard yet. If it's a nylon bag, you have started. Hallelujah. Start getting one. That book helped me. How do you know? Before I got married, I read that book. Understanding yourself. And I was able to understand some things. You know, there are some things, biological things about ourselves that biology will not teach you in the class. Your parents may not have the time to sit you down to teach you. Let me give you an illustration. I got to know I was O negative. O negative is, you know, for most of us are science class. We call any negative, maybe your blood genotype, maybe you are O positive, AB positive, or, you know, any lady that has the negative sign, we call them the resource factor. You understand? My mom was O negative, yes, but she never taught me anything about the implications of O negative person. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. This negative resource thing affects only ladies most times. It doesn't really get to affect men. So that's what I'm saying, that you need to understand yourself. There are some things that maybe much later when you grow up and you start praying about, you'll be wondering, this thing is, everything is done by prayer. Prayer doesn't teach you how to brush your teeth. It's wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct. So I had to, when that book, I'd read that book, I knew I was O negative. So because I had not, there are some aspects I had not read in that book yet. So I felt the negative part then was negative. Whenever they asked me what's a blood group, I said I'm O positive. So when I got married and I had my child, the first one, I had my baby in a good hospital. But the negligence of the doctor, they didn't do a test to know my blood group all the while. And then right in the delivery room, that God so loved me, in the delivery room there, and the doctor was asking me, Madam, what's your blood group? I said, O. Said yes. Oh, what? In my heart, and I said, oh, positive. And he looked at me and said, are you sure? I said, no, it's O negative. Praise the Lord. Immediately he just screamed and said, go and get her Rogam. You know, Rogam is something like a drug that, you know, when you are O, that's why if you're here, you're O negative, you're A negative, or whatever negative, it's not bad. But go read about it. Once you give birth. Or a person that is O negative or A negative, or me, O negative is a general donor. You can donate to anybody, any blood group. You are not a general recipient. That means you cannot receive blood from anybody, only your blood group. All right? But it affects women or ladies, because once they give birth, there's a particular woman I used to know then. After her first child, she never was able to have, to conceive. Yes, she was conceiving, but the king was just going down. When we probed it, it was her blood group that caused it. Once you are O negative, just go read about it. Check yourself. Don't believe that it is. It's not negative to be O negative or to be anything negative. All right, that's your blood group. There's nothing negative about it. But there are some things that wisdom helps you. Once you know about it, it helps you to control. Once you take that drug, then in the first 48 hours of your delivery of the first child, it allows subsequent children to stay. Hallelujah. How many of us understand? So there are some things that I was never opportune to have any formal teaching that sat me down, teach me. But because I had read, I was able to understand something. So, my dear, understand yourself. That's the first thing I said. How do you understand yourself? Get books. Start reading. That every woman is. French is a Christian literature. I mean, it's a Christian author, but it's all about a woman. That's what is encompassing in that book. You may not be able to read everything now, but just a little. You know, it was even in that book. When I got married, by God's grace, I got married as a virgin. And then the first 6 months of my, I got married. And then I got to, I don't know, I was weeing a lot. I think I've said it before. I could wee in a day like 14, 15 times. So I thought I had a problem. So I went to the hospital. The doctor said, yes, the foolish doctor. that they have degree. Something that they have the knowledge. Sometimes it may not be so. So it's good for you yourself to read wide. You know, and then he told me, madam, you have staphylococcus. And then they did all manner of tests and confirmed that they had staphylococcus. I came home and looked at myself and said, God, where did I get this from? I don't know anything, but... And then they kept on treating me with strong antibiotics. And then after a while, I went to see a gynecologist and said, and I explained. The man said, you don't look like someone that has a staphylococcus. So I now went back to that book. I read some things. And I found out that for new brides, there's something we call honeymoon. That thing... when you have sex for the first time, sex is not for anybody here. They're all not married. It's not allowed. All right? But there are some things that when we gather wisdom, when some knowledge, it's not for this consumption. It may be for later on. That's why I'm taking this pain to do it. All right? But I'm not going to dwell anything more than that so that you don't go start fantasizing. Hello? Praise the Lord. So, and then I got to know that was it. And then he helped me to be able to, and immediately after that day, we be every now and then ceased. Praise the Lord. What am I trying to say? Knowledge is key. Knowledge is key. How you can only on when you put two ladies together at jam level, it might be the same at jam level. After about 5 years, if one secures admission and the other has not secured admission, if you look at them, they may physically look the same, but content wise they are different. What makes them different? Something in information, wisdom, knowledge that has been put in one has made the other different. Yes or no? Yes. The way the other person would reason and think. And somehow, that information affects your identity. It affects you. You don't look shy. You don't look... There are some things you command. You might see a doctor who is quite short or slim. When he comes to the operating room or to the theater, you don't question and say, excuse me, the tumor they want, or this stomach they want to operate on is quite big. I need a big doctor. That's not it. What you need is not a big doctor. What you need is a qualified and an efficient person. Yes or no? Information in you helps you or sharpens your identity. Tell your neighbor, get information. Quickly, I'm going to be illustrating. I'm still talking about identity. Your identity. You need to understand yourself. Ladies are different from men. The way we are created is different. Once you understand how you are created, sometimes it helps you to understand your identity. How do I mean? Men are moved more by what they see. A man is moved more by what they see. You see a man, no matter how spirit-filled might be, once he sees a lady catwalking, a very tight-fisted thing, no matter how spirit-filled, he will still look. Because that is, they are moved by what they see. Ladies are moved more by what they hear. Ladies, if you want to try an experiment, if you take a monkey, you don't like that monkey. You, of course, nobody likes a monkey like that, but if you don't like that monkey, or let me assume that somebody, a monkey looking like guy. Let's assume, no, I'm not saying there's somebody like that, but let's say money that is not really so fine, sha. He stays beside you and keeps saying sweet words into your ear. You don't like him initially, but the way we are wired, after a while, you will like him. You will like him because that is the way we are wired as ladies. We are moved more by what we hear. Once you understand that a lady is moved more by what you hear, it helps you to understand yourself. Anybody you can't settle with in the future, anybody that is not your kind, don't hang around them so that the words they say does not sink into you. I don't know if I've been able to make sense to you this morning. Praise the Lord. Another difference between a man and a woman is that men are always on the go. When you see a guy, most times, they don't have time for details. A lady has so much time, meticulous. If you go to a wedding and ask a guy, how was the wedding? You say, oh, good. The groom came on time, the bride came on time. But if you ask a lady, how was, if you see the dress, the blue color, the setting, she's just describing the lady. They are not even describing the groom. She's not describing the entire place, the hall, the finishing, the every. That's how we are wired. Praise the Lord. To understand that men can handle just one thing at a time, but a woman can't handle one thing at a woman can handle. Miss Mommy must be said something earlier. We women are multitasking. We can handle. That's why you see a woman that will back her baby, be cooking, be receiving phone call, be attending to her husband at the same time. It's not stress. That's the way we are wired. A woman, like I said earlier, a woman is a gift. All right, we are created to give all the time. Somebody complained to me. Somebody said, Mama, the life of a woman, is why can't men do something? I said, look, understand it. That's the way we are created. That's the way we are wired. We are all our life, we keep giving. You have to give. Give love, give everything. You keep giving. Even when you grow old, you keep giving. You do a mugo. You do everything. You keep giving, keep giving, keep giving. Our life, we are wired to give. Hallelujah. Men, I've said that men reach out all the time. Men reach out. That's why perhaps, I don't know, the manhood of a man is to reach out. But a woman is not to reach out. Praise the Lord. Men reach out all the time. That's why most times you see, he's a guy that does the coming forward most times. But we ladies, we are more of a recipient type. We are the recipient. That's why you find a lady loves more easily. Ladies don't have a problem in loving. A man who can sleep with a lady may not have any feelings. So it is easy for them to go out and sleep with prostitutes. And they sleep with the prostitute doesn't mean that they have feelings with the prostitute. No. So that's why don't be deceived. That a man sleeps with you doesn't mean he loves you. No. It's not love. In fact, if he loves you, sex is not the first thing on his mind. If you want to test if it's a true love, sex, because if he really loves you, he cares more about you. He won't want to hurt you. Hallelujah. So let that sink into your head. We ladies, we are wired to love easily. We love easily. So that is why you need to pay more attention. Once you understand that you love easily, then you have to be careful of who you love. Hallelujah. Men talk less. Women talk more. Praise the Lord. Women talk more. But however, in all of these differences that we are made, there's something we call the spirit control temperament. Whatever the thing may be, let the Holy Spirit. If the ladies are wired to talk more, yes, but that talking more must be we talk with sense. Keep blabbing as a lady. When you talk too much, you lose virtue. When you talk too much, you lose virtue. As a lady, let be a spirit control person. Somebody that talks when it's needed to be when your talk is needed. You just don't talk. You talk when it is needed. And when you talk sense. Hallelujah. Number two, how do you identify yourself? No, I've said number one, understand yourself. Number two, build yourself. Build yourself. And in this building, I'm going to be illustrating a whole lot. Your intake goes a long way in molding you. Your intake goes a long way in molding you. Build yourself. One major way of building yourself. That's why today, is the resource ready for us? Resource. Is anybody in resource here? All right. Please, today, by God's grace, I requested that the resource get CDs on relationship. On every one of us here must go back home with one CD is 100 naira. It's not the money, but it's the knowledge I want to impart in every one of you. Back in those days, one of the ways that you use in building yourself is what? Through reading. When you keep reading, read. I said earlier, everyone of us must get a book called Every Woman. Yes. But apart from that, everyone, we need to, if you must build yourself. When you see a princess, look, your identity, like I said earlier, we are princesses, we are daughters of Zion, such that we are created to be like pillars that beautify a palace. And that means we are designed for no other place than the palace. However, that you are designed or created that way does not mean you may end up that way. How do I mean? When you see a princess, somebody who is born into a royal family, that she's born in that royal family, she still needs to be trained. Praise the Lord. She was born a princess, yes. But they will teach her how to walk like a princess. That's why there's something we call finishing school. All this etiquette. They teach them how to cross their legs. They teach them how to say thank you. They teach them how to say a lot. They teach them, right? They teach that you are born a princess. There's still a teaching for you to be that princess that you have been made to be. There is a grooming. They teach them how to talk. They teach them what to say. They teach, yes, a princess, a daughter of Zion, must make time to build herself. One of the ways of building is to read wide. Keep there, you must have a book you are reading at every point in time. Listen to messages. What you take inside of you helps you to mold you. It gives you a good identity, and it aligns that identity to the word of God that has been for you. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved. That means your approval is in your studying. Your identity is in your studying. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that needed not be ashamed. If you must build yourself, your building is in your studying. Build yourself. There is no building that doesn't require whole lot of imputes. This building, Pastor has always said it severally, that the foundation, there was a lot of tipa. I think he said 200 tipa of sand was buried into this place because it was mashy or something, and they needed to have a concrete foundation. So building yourself requires a lot of inputs. That input is in your reading. You can't be a woman of value. You can't be a lady of value or a virtue. Or you can't just live your life the same way others live. No, you are different because you are designed for the palace. You know, as a lady, I don't respect you as a lady if you don't have the word of God embedded in you. When you speak, and the way you speak, God forbid you and I, we are not created to come as a lady to be beautified, get married, pop children, and then go. Somebody cries on your burial ground and says, oh, mommy, that's all. No. The essence of you and I being a lady or a woman is that you have come to impact. Let when you go at a good ripe age, generations after you will still be remembering you for good. There are ladies, they were women of like Catherine Kuhlman that God used. Annie Semple McPherson. That woman was a woman that created or that started Foursquare. A woman, and Foursquare is still in existence. Why? Because a woman chose to be used by the Lord. Hello, a woman that must be used must be a woman that is worded. Build yourself spiritually. Brethren, build yourself spiritually. Ladies, build yourself spiritually. Your life is much more than coming to this earth beautiful. Yes, it's good to be beautiful, but you are not an ordinary babe. Be a babe for Christ. You can be trendy, yes, godly. You can be beautiful, and yet you are what? Fireful. Yes, beautiful, yet fireful. You can be slaying, a slaying queen, but a praying queen as well. Balance it. It's good to be beautiful, but alongside that beauty, put the word of God in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Real Christians, it's not the one that wears shabby clothes. No, that's not my identity. I'm a queen. I'm a daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion, in their appearance, you see royalty there. And in their words, they speak with wisdom. Why? Because the word of God is embedded in them. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and expected. And the thoughts of the Lord towards you are of good. So do what? Get it. Build yourself. And so I expect resource, please. Pass the CDs around. Yeah, we have bought so many CDs for everybody. If you feel you have that CD, if you don't play CD player, you have your phones. We have made provision for that. Just collect it with the same token of 100 naira on your phone. We will still give you as many CDs as possible. Every one of us must go back home with one CD. Honestly, because building yourself, you have to make that deliberate attempt to build yourself. So please, everyone must have that CD. Or give them your phone, let them transfer the messages inside that. Resource, please do that fast. And don't let it distract me. God bless you in Jesus' name. You can't know your identity in Christ if you don't study His word. You can't know your identity. Don't let your environment define you as a lady. Your identity is in Christ. Don't let your environment define you as a lady. Don't let your background define you. That you came from my humble background. Yes, but that is not who you are. Who you are is in Christ Jesus. I read it earlier. We were bought with a price to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. I may be born to the family of so and so and so. Yes. That does not make me to be limited to that family. I'm an international vessel to be used of the Lord. How many of us are also testimonies of that? If you know you are a vessel to be used globally to the glory of God, wave your hands to Jesus. I may be born black, but I'm not black. I may be born in Nigeria, but I'm a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. Don't let your past as well define you. You may have sinned terribly in the past. Look at Rahab. Her past did not define her. She was a harlot. That was her past. You might be here. You might say, look, my body, yes, I've done so many horrible things in my body. Yes, that was your past. Don't let your past define you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, behold is the new you. Behold is your identity. The behold, you are defined in Christ. Your identity is in Christ. Bible says, according to Apostle Paul, he said, let Christ be formed in you. Let Christ be formed in you. That's your identity. Your identity is not in you are not an ordinary person. Let Christ be formed in you. You are more than a one-night stand. Hello? You are more than a one-night stand. It disgusts me. I was sharing with one of our sisters here that there was many years ago. I remember there was a day I was coming from my ICAN class, and then I was walking home at Ikeja. And a posh car, you know, drove past me, or just pulled over beside me. It wound down, AC pumping, the stereo was blasting. It was a nice posh car, red, if I may remember. And then guy wound down and said, hello, pretty lady. Are you hopping? That was where Pastor got the word hopping, because when I gave him the gist many years ago then. Said, how can you hopping? I looked at him. A normal, an ordinary lady will hopping, sizing up her identity or putting all herself into the poshness of the car, and then thinking that your life is just end in that kind of place. But you are not an ordinary lady. Tell your neighbor, I'm not an ordinary lady. I'm not an ordinary lady. I'm a vessel to be used of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then I thought, I can't hop in. I said, hop into where? My friend Claire. And then the guy just drove off in annoyance. And then I remember many years ago to one man. Then I was still in secondary school. He's a pilot around my area. And then he promised to take me to UK for a weekend. I said, then I have never been to the airport before, whether locally or internationally. I did not know anything called visa. I did not know anything called passport. Even my parents have never traveled out before in their entire life. So that would have been a whooping one for me, because I knew he was a pilot. But I knew in my heart, even though he's a pilot, he claimed he wanted to take me to the UK for a weekend. But I said to myself, I can't be limited to this kind of man. This is not me. I said, excuse me, I don't want to disrespect you, but please don't let me give you the next words out of my mouth if you don't leave my presence. And honestly, it's not like my parents had money any then, but I knew my identity in Christ. Brethren, knowing your identity, knowing who you are in Christ, helps you to know what to settle for. Hallelujah. You can't settle for anything lesser than what the Bible has of you. That a guy came forth, that he posed with a car. Hello, it might even be his father that owns the car. Who told you he works for the car in the first place? So, please, that he's posing with a BM now. In years to come, if he settles for that BM, maybe that will be, he might still be driving that BM in the next 10 years. But if you know who you are in Christ, in years to come, if Jesus Christ is coming, another brand of car will have come out, and then maybe that's what you will be driving at that time. Hallelujah. So don't settle for less. You are not ordinary. Tell anybody, I'm not ordinary. I'm not ordinary. Or perhaps somebody looks at you and says, oh, ties you up, tells you are no longer, or cause a relationship quit. The lady, I keep telling people, as long as you know that you are doing it right in that relationship. If a guy calls a relationship quit with you, it's okay. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Sometimes, yes. Praise the Lord. You know, I used to have a friend when I was in the university. My time is fast spent. This lady is so big, she's fat. And then in university days, we used to assume that if you are too fat, you don't get to see a man easily. We used to think that then, but it's not true. If you are too fat, and then she was so fat, then black as well, even like times two darker than I am. So, but this, I love, we're good friends. You know, for one thing, she was a lady of the word. So she drew me close. Anytime you are worded, it draws me closer to you. This lady was worded. When she says one, not like she's well like that, oh, but the way she speaks with authority. And there was this guy that was in love with her. If you look, see the guy, cute guy. A guy that when some of us ladies, we usually size up people, say, how can this kind of guy be going after this lady? There are other cheeky girls. Sometimes it's not by chico, it's not by beauty. So if you are worded in, if you are rooted in the world, you will find that the most handsome and people that have good quality of Christian virtues embedded in them will come looking after you. And that will be your lot in Jesus' name. But this guy, I don't know, kept coming, and then they, you know, initially they were good to go. And then all of a sudden, I think the guy's sisters didn't like that, my friend. Said, how can you, this buffoon, and then just like that, they discouraged the guy, and then the guy too called it quit and said, I'm not doing. The ladies now, she confided in me and said, after all, I've not given, it's not like I sold my body or anything, so it's good riddance to bad rubbish. And she said, no problem, if that's what you want, but know something, that you have just lost a priceless asset. I love that. But when somebody calls a relationship quit with you, don't make it feel as if that is the end. And then you start wailing now, as if somebody has died. No. You are a priceless asset. Tell your neighbor, I'm a priceless asset. You know something that happened? She packaged herself well. And then all of a sudden, the guy knew, or probably had sampled one and felt that, look, there was something inside of her. There was a virtue that she emanated that every other lady that he saw didn't have. This guy came back begging. But she said something. He said, Joe, go and join the queue. The others still on the queue. Join the queue. When it is your turn, I might give you consideration. Praise the Lord. You know, he told the guy, go and join the queue. It's not because of her physique. But even though for the physique, she didn't worth it. But the word of God in her gave her audacity. Praise the Lord. Build yourself up spiritually. When you have that, there is this strange audacity you have as a believer. You may not be all pretty, like all figure eight, like some people would want it. But the audacity in you gives you a new aura. It gives you a new identity and gives you boldness. And it gives you your portion in life. Pray, tell your neighbor, build yourself spiritually. Number two, build yourself emotionally. Ladies are moved, I said earlier, by what they hear. So watch what you listen to. Build yourself emotionally. Stop, many ladies, yes, sometimes we watch romance comedies, romance movies, but watch what you watch. Watch what you watch. Nowadays, in this era of internet, some people don't want to initially watch pornography. But the way some things pop up on our phones, on our tabs, you watch it 2 minutes, pornography itself, you know what it does to you? Initially, it may seem good. The feeling may give you a good feeling, but after a while, it imprints on your heart some funny pictures. And then after a while, you know, you keep craving or longing for what you cannot express. I pray the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Pornography might make you feel good initially, but they imprint pictures of sex on your mind. There is no point setting yourself aflame until your emotions begin to desperately seek God for means of expression. There's no point setting yourself aflame. There's no point doing that. Don't allow a guy you are not interested in to talk to you too late into the night. I've already explained that why. Because if you understand yourself, you won't allow late night calls. When a guy calls you too late in the night, 11 p.m., 12 when you have slept, today, the following day, you've already understood yourself that women are moved more by what they hear. Yes or no? Once you understand that, know that if he calls you late night, he's calling you for a selfish purpose. Don't pick such calls anymore. If you want to honor yourself. Hallelujah. Let me assure you, Christians are more sexually fulfilled in marriage than unbelievers. So don't let any guy make you feel, if you sample some now, so that you'll be able to have a feel of it. That's a big lie from the pit of hell. God originated marriage. God originated sex. The best person that can give you good sex in marriage is a believer. Praise the Lord. Because unbelievers, what do they have to give? Nothing. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Ladies, don't cheapen yourself. When you know who you are, you won't sell yourself cheap. If you are in a relationship now, or you don't have a relationship yet, don't feel odd about it. You are not odd. If you are of a marriageable age and you are not yet in a relationship yet, don't feel odd about it. Know that in good time, in God's good time, the right man will come. Just keep praying about it. And Valentine's Day is coming around the corner. You are a lady, you are not in a relationship yet. Don't feel odd. If you don't have don't feel odd. You don't have anybody you are going out with yet. Don't make anybody make you feel inferior. You can buy yourself a card, a Valentine card. Post it to yourself. Address it to yourself. Get yourself good chocolate. Get yourself good, I love cakes, ice creams. Get yourself good ice cream and cake. If anybody is jealous and asks you, who sent it? Oh, my lover sent it. Hallelujah. Make yourself feel good. Do you know that sometimes these things, somehow have a way of rubbing off on you emotionally. Make you feel like, because others have their boyfriends or somebody they're going out with, or fiancés or something, and then you don't have it yet. These things have a way of making you emotionally feel insecure. But don't allow the devil to make you feel that way. Buy yourself chocolate. Buy yourself the one you can cross your leg, look good, that is well good perfume. If somebody is jealous of you, tell them, your lover, that lover is between you and God. Your lover sent it. Make yourself feel good. Hallelujah. And when you walk with swag. When you walk with audacity. Because you are a princess of what? Christ himself, waiting to be carefully handed to a prince. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless us all in Jesus' name. Don't wait for any guy to tell you how beautiful you look. Tell yourself each day, see beauty in your mirror. Appreciate it. Now, somehow some people, your identity is not in the definition of a man. Your identity is in God. But however you look, you are just the best. Don't make anybody make you feel, see your legs. I might have yam leg when I was much late in my primary school days. My friends used to make pictures of me that I have yam leg. Initially, I would not start wearing long skirts. But the day I got the revelation of my Bible, I said, no, I cannot allow a man, one foolish boy, that doesn't know the definition of who beauty is, define how who is a beautiful girl or not. I started wearing short skirts. I said, I love this, your skirt. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I went back to define my own self. Praise the Lord. Look at yourself in the mirror. Appreciate yourself. I'm beautifully made. I'm wonderfully made. Don't let the definition of how you look be in the hands of one foolish boy who wants to get something out of it. Hallelujah. Define, let your identity. That's why this helps you to build yourself emotionally. Quickly build yourself mentally. Build yourself spiritually, the first one. Emotionally. Emotionally watch. Get CDs. Get tapes. Get books and build yourself. Watch what you watch. Watch what you take as well. Build yourself mentally. How can you build yourself mentally? Be the best you can be. Enhance your worth. Mommy Moshebi said something earlier that I was sharing with her. A particular lady, yes. Oh, this lady is so beautiful. Yes, she does menial jobs. You won't know why. Her parents couldn't afford so much, but yet she decided on her own. I can't, if it's not meeting up, let me meet up somehow. Legit jobs. And she improved on herself. Praise the Lord. Build yourself mentally. Whatever skills, I want to encourage every lady, apart from being in school, if you are currently in school, thank God for you. If you're out of school, thank God for you. But get something else you can do aside your certificate. It's good as a lady. Get something you can do. Never can tell. Some of us here might be wives of governors, wives of presidents, wives of honorables, somebody. Your husband, you don't know where your husband may be part-time. What if the course you read is just limited, or you can only work, maybe you read marine engineering. And your husband was posted to a place where there's no water or there's no marine around. Praise the Lord. I mean, you read that marine engineering and then you can't work with your certificate part-time. But when you have enhanced your work, there's something else you can do other than what your certificate can do. Build yourself mentally. Some people can talk. Some people can do coaching. Some people can sell things. Some people can make hair. Some people can weave. Whatever it is, as a lady, be multitasking. Be multidimensional. Hallelujah. And I pray the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Build yourself up financially. That's the last one. Build yourself financially. As young ladies, don't let any man take up your financial responsibilities. Mommy Moshebi said something. Say, don't accept gifts that is undefined. Gifts that does not make sense from a man. A man gives you a gift of a good telephone. GSM phone. You say, he loves me. That's why. Yes, he loves you. But if you are not careful, that love may take up your virtue. Hallelujah. Define yourself. Define the kind of gift you can take from a man. Somebody sends you a cash gift. Say, Jabez, his gift. What in your heart? When a guy takes up your financial responsibility as a lady, does a whole lot of financial things in you, you won't have mouth to say some things. If you know I'm saying the truth, wave your hands. Bless you. When a guy is the one paying your school house rent, pays your school fees, pays so many things, there you see some qualities in him that you cannot cope with in life, or you can, I'm sorry, I can't marry this kind of man. You won't have the audacity to say, I'm calling it quits. You'll be managing it because you feel, let me keep collecting what he's giving me. Praise the Lord. But you have just destroyed that destiny at that time. Look how you should have your effort to tell. There was a time when I was much younger, and then I was, the person I was going out with, that's my husband. You offered to then my dad hadn't sent my fees, not my school fees, not my ICAN fees then. So, and then I was calling him. So he heard me say, ah, man, said my fees, yes, and then the thing is closing. He said, ah, let me pay for you. I said, no, the way I said, no, pay for you. I'm not your responsibility yet. So hold the money. Praise the Lord. Don't let any man make you, when you are financially responsible to a man, it limits you. Limits you. It doesn't allow you to be able to do something. It robs you of your self-esteem sometimes. Praise the Lord. You don't have the effrontery, audacity to say something. So please define the gifts you collect. You can take some gifts, yes, but define those gifts. You will know that this gift is not supposed to be collected if you are true to yourself. Don't accept gifts that are too big or undefined. If you need extra income, look for what to do that is legit and add to yourself. I pray the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. I had a story, this is a true life story of a young lady. Sometimes we ladies are more inclined with money. It's good. Money is good, yes. But don't let it be the driving force. Okay? There's a lady, I'm sure some of us heard it on the internet. She was at the mall. Can't remember which mall again. This guy came around to her and asked her, you're looking, toasted her, you're looking good. Let me just finger you. He looks for 50,000. And the stupid girl said, just that, 50,000, it's okay. And then went to the toilet. How many of us read it on the internet? Some of us read it. It was viral. She went to the toilet, allowed the guy to do the thing. The guy handed her cash of 50,000. Meaning the guy drove off. Alas, guess what happened to her? She bled to death. She bled to death. She bled to death. Women, your body is powerful. How do you think some stupid boys are collecting pants now? Well, it is the pants of their fathers, of their mothers and of their sisters that they will collect. If you have built yourself up spiritually, that some pants that if they by accident collect, it will render the other pants they have collected useless. If you know what you carry, if you have built yourself spiritually, your pants will only be a danger for them. Because I carry God. I am bought with a price. This body is not mine, it's Christ. So the pants I wear is God's pants. If they carry, they put fire upon what they have collected. Shikena. Praise the Lord. You know something? If your body is so powerful as a lady, that I wonder, why can't they look for men's boxer shorts? Why is it ladies' pants that they are looking for? People even say that they are looking for female parts. Rituals, they do more female parts. Why not men's parts? Your body is powerful. Don't cheapen yourself. Whatever. The appearance may look nice. Content may be disastrous. Guard yourself. I pray the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Tell yourself, my body shall be to the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, let us read Romans.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.